Here's the serve. Walsh sets it up. Weiss down the line. Got it in. Oh, a beautiful shot. Pulled it right down the line. And Ellamy Weiss gets the Hornets back in business. 20-15 the score. And Richland Center will serve again. They're leading by five. They're within five of going out here in the second. Danica Pauls with the jump serve. And Dodgeville gets under it. The ball passed to the left side. Here's Wellington taking a swing and got it in. Nice play. Dodgeville makes it now a four-point set, 20-16. Both teams trying to build some consistency down the stretch in this one. Hornets trying to win it. Dodgeville has to come back. Doherty with a serve. Fielded now by Pauls. Wall sets it up. Weiss takes a swing. Back row. Got it in. 21-16, I should say. And that'll make it a five-point lead again for the Hornets. Checking back in is Taylor Wirtz. Back row is Aubrey Kolstad. Aubrey will serve. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve. Fielded by the Dodgers. There's the set in the middle. Wellington takes a swing. That one is out of bounds. Dodgeville missed. And RC goes up by six. 22-16 in the second. They're within three of going out. Kolstad with a last. Oh, net serve. Didn't quite make it over the net. And Dodgeville gets the side out. 22-17. Richland Center by five. Emily Riley comes in to serve. Hornets in serve, receive mode here in the second. Riley with a serve. Pauls, nice dig. Now the ball back to the middle from Kolstad and now driven over by Pauls. Dodgeville works it to the right and Wellington drives it in. 22-18. Dodgeville hanging tough. Wellington gets another kill and serving will be Emily Riley once again. Riley places it in the middle. Razek's pass low, and the Hornets pop it over, and it landed just on the line. Wow, that was really close. Landed on the line, and the line judge says that he did not see it. And let's see. I think we're going to maybe serve over. Or are they? No, they're not. They're going to give a point to Dodgeville. It was very close on the line. We had a pretty good vantage point. 22-19. Dodgeville will serve. That one is right out of bounds, and the Hornets gain a point. 23-19. Into the contest is Ella Clements. Back to serve is Tatum Razek. Tatum will serve. Hornets in serve, receive mode. Tatum's serve. Fielded by Doherty. Dodgeville works it left side. Popping it over is Johnson. Kolstad sets it up, and Wirtz gets it over. And Dodgeville passes it left side, popped over by Johnson, blocked by the Hornets, and there is a net violation on the Dodgers. Hornets have game point in the second, 24-19. So serving will be the Hornets. Razek puts the charge into it. Dodgeville with the set left side. Wellington takes it over. Pauls on the left side, Kolstad, and now popped over by Clements. Fielded by the Dodgers, back to the left side, and popped over by Johnson. Back row, Pauls, there's the set, and for the win, down over, and it is Clements getting it in, and the judges say no. Hornets thought it was tipped. Now the line judge is coming in, and he says it was tipped. And the Hornets will win the set, I believe. Yes, that's game point. 25-19, the final score. Hornets win by six, and we're not surprised. The Hornets have a track record of going multiple sets, and of course, after having lost the first one tonight, they needed to go multiple sets. We're even at one, and we'll play this third coming up here in just a little bit. Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update is next as well. Dodgeville won the opener, 25-20. Hornets win the second, 25-19. High school volleyball tonight from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center Ithaca cross-country team has been busy lately, including a meet over the weekend on Saturday at Fenimore. I asked head coach Eric Mindham how it went for his teams.
Yeah, we had a great performance Saturday. Tough course, probably the toughest we'll run all season. But the kids responded really well and handled it, and they came and they performed well.
When you look at the times, they looked again pretty healthy. Was that the case?
Yeah, we thought so. We only had one runner on the high school teams run a personal best, but several not far behind their personal best times. But very competitive, beating teams that we would have expected to. It's a challenging race because they're smaller heats, so you don't generally have those external markers that you're accustomed to, whether it's a teammate, a competitor from another school. So we had a lot of kids kind of running on their own, and you have to stay tough mentally when you do that, and I thought they did a really good job of just that.
This is homecoming week. Does the cross-country team do anything special for that?
Yeah, so we'll be in the parade this Friday, so looking forward to that. A lot of the kids are involved on different committees and student council, different things like that throughout the week, and there'll be powder puff and all kinds of events. So definitely a week where the kids have a lot on their plates, float building, you name it. So it's a fun week. We enjoy it, and we'll cap it Saturday with a race in Platteville.
Good luck to the Richland Center Ithaca runners in their last events before the postseason in a couple of weeks. That was Coach Eric Mindham, and I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Here's a look at stats from the second set. A win by Richland Center, 25-19. Four kills for Danica Pauls, two kills for Ella V. Weiss, three aces for Ella Clements. Dodgeville was led by Addison Riley with three kills. Caitlin Esch had three kills and a block, and Anna Wellington had three kills. So the Hornets took the lead in that second, and even though they built a sizable, solid lead, still had to battle right down to the end to get over the top. And now we go to set number three. First serve belongs to Dodgeville. And here it is. We're underway, and it's an ace. Dodgeville with a nice start, 1-0, as that one by Stadola makes it all the way to the floor in the back row, and the ball is chased down. We'll be on hand for high school football on Friday night as Richland Center hosts Dodgeville. Look forward to a good ball game Friday night at 7. Here's the serve by the Dodgers. Again, diving dig, free ball over by Wirtz, played by Dodgeville. Stadola on the right side. Riley takes a shot. Good dig by Wirtz. Rainey Walsh centers it. And then punch over the top by Wirtz. And that one is out of bounds on the Hornets' side. That'll make it 2-0. Dodgeville in the third. Stadola will get the whistle. Takes a few steps. And there is the serve. Cut off by Gander. There's the set. Shot by Pauls. Took it in. Nice. Found a soft spot in the middle and makes it go. Hornets are on the board. 2-1. Back to serve, Ella Clements. Here comes her serve. She had a big second set. Dodgeville with the dig. Now the pass to the right side. There's the hit by McGraw. Blocked back by Weiss. Try it again. Dodgeville back to the back row. Adeline Wirtz. Left side Walsh and Pauls punches it over. Saved by Riley. She gets it right back. There's the hit down the line. It's tipped by the Hornets, and down it goes, and that's a point for Dodgeville. Addison Riley getting into the act with a couple of shots, and the last one went. Anna Wellington returns to the lineup for the Dodgers, and Caitlin Esch will serve. Esch with a line drive serve. Oh, nice dig by Razick. Walsh back set. Pauls takes it over. Back row, there's Dodgeville getting the set, and now Wellington dumps it over, kept live by Gander, punched over by Pauls. Here's Dodgeville setting it again. Riley takes the shot. That one out of bounds, blocked by the Hornets, and it'll be a Dodgeville point. Hornets got the block, but couldn't control it, and that makes it 4-1 here in the third. Dodgeville with the approach. Played to the back row by the Hornets. Pass to the left side. Weiss softly over, and down it goes. Again, they found an opening in the middle of that Dodgeville lineup, and they cut the lead in half. It is 4-2. Hornets have gone five sets, but three times in the conference. They've only had two that were sweeps. There's the serve. That one is out of bounds. Hornets give it right back to Dodgeville, and it is 5-2. I talked to Jamie Johnson before the match. We were just sitting down and chatting beforehand and talking about how they've had some marathons this year. Here comes the approach and the serve by Doherty, fielded by Pauls, and the Hornets can't play the carom for hit number two, and the Dodgers take a four-point lead. It is 6-2. RC swept the opener with the match against Prairie du Chien that we called. Here's the serve by Dodgeville, fielded by Razik. Now it's going to be Rainey Walsh getting it back, and Weiss drives it over. Dodgeville works it back to the middle. Wellington gets it over. Blocked by Walsh, back to the Dodgers. They will set it up front left. The ball hangs on the net. Pauls, or that is J.C. Gander, makes a nice play. J.C. Gander gets the Hornets to serve. 6-3. Richland Center went 5 with Dodgeville and 5 against Platteville. They went 5 against River Valley. Here's the serve. Fielded back row by Dodgeville. There's the set by Stadola. Wellington gets it down with a big kill. 7-3 the score. Hornets also went 4 against Lancaster. And then they went 3, defeated Prairie in 3. So again, pretty good track record of going more than 3 sets this year. Hornets try to work it on the serve by Dodgeville. They're going to be called for a net line violation. And all of a sudden, Dodgeville leads by 5 points. It is 8-3. Emily Riley is serving. Here's the serve, fielded by Ellenworth. Now it's going to be Colstead back to Pauls for the back row attack. Drives it over to the back row of Dodgeville. Esch, Stadola, then Johnson drives it high and out of bounds. It is 8-4. Either team, and we talk about that in the five-set matches. It means everybody's even, but then coaches will tell you we don't have that ability to put somebody away. You get three or four set run, and then you give up two or three points. Here's a set on the right side. The ball is going to be driven over by Wellington. Going to be Wirtz keeping it live, and Razek gets it over. Here's the set for the Dodgers. Stadola gives it back to Wellington. Takes it on the line and got it in. 9-4 Dodgers on the hit. And a timeout for one of the players to tie the shoelace. Good to see a lot of stars here tonight. Bill Twining is here. Amy showed me a picture of Bill in the 70s with a white belt, white shoes, plaid pants, sideburns. Got to get that one posted somewhere. Hornets are called for a lift on the serve by Dodgeville, and that makes it a 10-4 score and a timeout by Richland Center. Dodgeville by 6 in the third. This is high school volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Timeout is ending here. Dodgeville leading now in the third, 10-4, and it kind of looks like the first one. And again, it's amazing how these sets are similar. Dodgeville winning the opener and then led pretty much throughout. They are leading in this one. And the Hornets, after giving up an ace on the opening serve, have not really been able to kind of get back in step. Here's the serve by Wellington, dug by Pauls. There's the set on the left side, and Clements gets it over. One-hand save. Oh, nice getting it over there by Emily Riley. Hornets take it again, and that time Clements got it down. 10-5. Hornets back in business on the hit by Ella Clements. Kara Hazer returns to the Dodgeville lineup. River Valley has swept Prairie du Chien tonight, 3-0. Hillsboro, 2-0 winners over Bangor so far. Wisconsinites and Belleville tied at 1 apiece. Here's the serve, dug by Doherty. There is the set. Shot is going to be blocked by the Hornets, but out of bounds. Caught by the line judge. Kayla Nash put a charge into one, and the Dodgers gain that point right back and go up by 6, 11-5 in the third. Here's the serve by Johnson. Fielded by Razick. There's the set by Colstead. Pauls takes it over the wall, and a lift is called on Dodgeville, and that'll make it 11-6. Danica Pauls started that with a good shot from the left side. J.C. Gander returns to the front row for Richland Center, and Rainey Walsh back row. She will serve and get back to her setting duties. Here comes the serve, fielded by the Dodgers. Stadola with a set and taking a shot, getting it down is Addison Riley. 12-6, Dodgeville in the lead. Into the lineup is Marley McGraw for the Dodgers in the front left. And the serve for the Dodgers, Kylie Stadola. Stadola gets the whistle. And here it is. Played by the Hornets. Pauls keeps it live. Walsh right back to Danica, and she hit the seed and got it in on the back line. Hornets get a point back. They're within 5, 12-7 the score. Pauls with 2 kills here in the third. Back to serve will be number 21, Ella Clements. Clements with a run-up. This serve on the far side played by Doherty. There's the set, and Dodgeville takes a swing. Back row, Clements, and the pass. Weiss can't quite find it, and it's going to drop in there. That'll make it 13-7. 6-point advantage now for Dodgeville again. Wellington back in the front left, and Caitlin Esch will serve for Dodgeville. Hornets in serve-receive mode. Razick in the middle of the back row. The libero player. Here's the serve. That one drops in. It was a net serve and one of those almost impossible to make the play. That goes as an ace, and that makes it 14-7. Serving again, Dodgeville up by 7. There's the serve, fielded now by Razick. Walsh to Pauls, takes a shot, down it goes. Danica, he's got the eye tonight, makes it 14-8. And she will serve. Starts all the way to the far side. Here's the approach and the line drive serve. Fielded by the Dodgers. Quick set on the near side. Wellington pops it over and down the line out of bounds. Hornets gain a second point in a row. 14-9. Pauls will serve. Here's the run up and the line drive serve. Cut off now by Wellington. Doherty on the right side and popped over by McGraw. Pauls to Walsh to Weiss. Ellaby drives it over to the far side. Dodgeville called for a net violation, and the Hornets are within 4. 14-10 in the third. Serving is Danica Pauls. Danica with a line drive serve. It's Wellington getting the dig. Ball played now by Riley. Back to the left side and popped over by Wellington. Quick set for Weiss. Ellaby drives it to the left side. Played by Stadola. Now Doherty, right side, taking it over is McGraw. Fielded by Pauls. Walsh, and over the top and down for Allen Wirtz. 14-11. Hornets within 3. Allen Wirtz getting into the act. Got a nice ball and took it in. And the Hornets will start. Pauls now moves all the way to the near side and will serve. Line drive. Ace! Right down the line and in the L in the back row, 14-12, and all of a sudden the Hornets have the momentum. Set is even, the match is even at 1 apiece, and here in the third set, Dodgeville leads by 2, 14-12. Danica Pauls with a serve, again a low one, going to be fielded by Doherty. Kept live now, Wellington gets it over, Weiss keeps it going, Walsh back to Ellaby. She drives it to the back row. Fielded by Dodgeville. They'll get it to Wellington in the middle, and she hammers it in. Oh, nice play by Walsh. Keeps it going. Back to Donsville on the left side, and Doherty's hitting with a three. Can't get it over. And just like that, the Hornets have crawled back into it. 14-13 in the third. Beautiful dig there by Rainey Walsh, and the Hornets are within one. The match is even at one, and Dodgeville leads the third, 14-13 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi there, welcome. When you walk into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, here's what you'll find. Comfy chairs, cozy sofas, mattresses so nice you'll want to take a nap right in the store. Don't worry, we don't judge. Durable everyday pieces and updated designs just for you. You'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, where comfort meets community.
The Hornets have stormed all the way back into this one, 14-13 in the third. Danica Pauls with the approach and will serve. That one drops near side. Dodgeville keeps it going with a swing, and then Ellie Weiss at the net ties the score. Dodgeville with a save, and the ball hung up on the net, and there was Ellie to make it a 14-14 score. So Richland Center back in business. Here's the serve. Ball for Dodgeville on the right side. Back to the middle, taking a swing. It's out of bounds for Addison Riley, and all of a sudden the Hornets lead it 15-14 here in the third. Danica Pauls will serve the ball, moves again to the far side. Man, she's been on a roll here with the serves. Here's the approach and the line drive serve, fielded by Dodgeville. Quick set to the middle. They'll take a swing over the top that time, fielded by the Hornets. Kept live. Weiss drops it over, got it in. Hornets can do no wrong. Ellaby Weiss makes it 16-14. Wow. They're up by two. Richland Center has scored 9 points in a row. Here's the serve. Fielded on the near side by the Dodgers. Back to the back row. Shot is into the net. That's four hits. And the Hornets go up by three at 17-14. Richland Center trailed 14-7, and they now have scored 10 in a row. Pauls serving all the while. Here's the serve, fielded near side by the Dodgers. Pushed over on hit number two, and they get it. They get it down. They finally turn the tide on the Hornets on the quick set by Stadola. That makes it 17-15. Side out Dodgers. Emma Doherty will serve. RC by two. There's the serve. Ball to the left side for the Hornets, and then Gander takes a swing. Got it in. Nice play. Tipped by the Dodgers at the last moment. It would have went anyway. 18-15. Into the game is Aubrey Kolstad, and Taylor Wirtz checks in as well. And Kolstad will serve. Here's the approach and the line drive serve on the far side, fielded by Wellington. There's the set, and then punching it over is McGraw. Kept live by the Hornets, and Kolstad gets it over. Stadola now with a set, left side taking a swing and out of bounds. A swing and a miss for Jenna Johnson, and the Hornets go again. Back of the lead by 4 points. 19-15, Richland Center by four here down the wire in this one. Here comes the serve by Kolstad. Doherty fields it. Stadola back to the middle. There's the shot by Wellington. Tipped by Weiss. Back to the left side. Wirtz. And now punched over by Taylor Wirtz. Here's the set. To the middle. Wellington takes it over. Nice dig by Razik. Here's Kolstad to Weiss. Weiss stops it in. 20-15. Ella Weiss having a time here tonight. Platteville has swept Lancaster 3-0. That's a final in the Phil Neath flip phone. Hornets up by five in the third, and there's another Dodgeville timeout. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Welcome back to the Redstone Center High School Fieldhouse. I did get a little bit of a nap today, kind of expecting this one to go late. It did start fairly early for matches, but we've had some really competitive sets. And the Hornets trying to take the match lead 2-1 if they can get over the top. They lead by 5. They're within 5 of going out. Colstead with a serve. Fielded by the Dodgers. There's the set on the near side. Taking it with the left hand. Getting it over there was Morgan. Now pushed back by the Hornets again on the far side. And hit into the net by McGraw. The Hornets go up by 6. 21-15. Richland Center now within 4 of going out in the third. Here's Colstead with a serve. Played by Dodgeville. They hang it up on the net, and Weiss does the rest. Elevy Weiss blocks it over. Dodgeville, man, you can't hang around with the ball at the top of the net when Elevy is in the front middle, and she gets another nice touch. 21-15 the score. Colstead will serve. That makes it 22-15, 7-point lead for Richland Center. Colstead serve, Doherty. Stadola back to the right side, taking a shot is McGraw, and it is out of bounds. Hornets go up 23-15. What a finish here in this third. They've got 2 more points to officially finish. Colstead with a serve. Back row Dodgeville. Here's the set. Doherty gets it over on hit number 3. Razick to Colstead. Weiss for the kill, and it's out of bounds. 23-16. Dodgeville with a side out. Into the lineup for Dodgeville, Emily Riley, number 2, back row specialist, and she will get the ball. 23-16 Hornets. There's the serve, fielded by Pauls, and now the Hornets can't play the carom off the net. It is 23-17. One of the things Jamie Johnson talked about, he said when the team gets to 22 or 23, he said it's never a sure win. He said, we have trouble sometimes putting teams away, kind of a sign of a young team. Back to the left side, Wirtz drops it over. And now the fielding by Dodgeville to the right side, bumped over by Johnson. Back row Pauls. There's the set. Wirtz takes it over. Fielded now by Esch. She gets it back to the back row and pops it over and fielded now by the Hornets, and they can't play the carom off the net. That'll make it 23-18. And look out, here come the Dodgers in set number 3. Emily Riley will serve. Riley with the approach. Far side, fielded now by Wirtz. Back to Colstead. Weiss's shot blocked by Esch, and down it goes. 23-19. Here come the Dodgers. Man, it doesn't come easy in volleyball, that's for sure. Here's a serve by Dodgeville. Pauls pops it up. Colstead back to her. Danica from the back row drives it over. Wellington. And now she'll get it over on hit number 3 from Potterton. Ball to the left side, shot by Ellen Wirtz. Fielded now by Dodgeville. They keep it going for the back row. And bumped over by Esch. Back row Hornets. There's the set on the left side. Wirtz takes it down. And the Hornets have game points. Taylor Wirtz makes it 24-19. Game point, Richland Center. Tatum Razick will serve. Here's the serve, fielded by Doherty, and there's the set by Stadola. Dodgeville takes it in. They're not done yet. Anna Wellington with a kill makes it 24-20. Dodgeville side out. Hornets still with game point here in the third, trying to take a 2-1 lead in the match. Back it goes to Wellington. Jim Quiets with her serve, line drive, nice feeling it, nice dig there by Pauls. Back to the middle, Wirtz drops it over, and got it in! And this one belongs to the Hornets. 25-20, Taylor Wirtz with a couple of strong plays in the middle there at the end, and the Hornets take a 2-1 lead in the match. We're going to the fourth, at least, coming up. Hornets 2, Dodgeville 1 in Southwest Conference Volleyball from WRCO Sports.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com.
Well, the third set is over. The Hornets win it by a score of 25-20. Ellaby Weiss with a total of 4 kills. Danica Pauls with 3. And for Dodgeville, they're led by a kill and an ace from Caitlin Esch and a kill as well from Anna Wellington. Dodgeville wins the opener by a score of 25-20. The Hornets win 2 in a row, 25-19 and 25-20. And the fans getting into it. Doing a good job. The student section adorned in a little bit of everything here tonight, and some pajamas and some orange hats. It is poster night tonight as well. Following the match, the team will sign up some posters. Hornets get back. They're working from the right side for this set. Dodgeville to the left. As everyone catches their breath, and we get set to watch the beginning of set number 4. Both teams with the libero player in, Razik for the Hornets, and Doherty for Dodgeville. All right, we're underway. Rainey Walsh with a serve, fielded by Dodgeville. They keep it going for the back row, and now punched over by Hazer, and out of bounds. And the Hornets take a 1-0 lead. Hornets can end it in 4 with a win here. Dodgeville needs a win to push it to 5 this evening. Rainey Walsh with a serve, fielded by the Dodgers. That one free balled over and back and out of bounds. 2-0, Richland Center. Walsh and the Hornets getting a chance to serve it up again. There it is on the far side. That's an ace. 3-0. What a nice start for Rainey Walsh. And the Hornets, she gets an ace right there. 3-0 in the fourth. There's the serve. Dying quickly. It's going to be fielded by Hazer. Pushed back by Doherty. Bumped over by Riley. Back row Hornets. Razik. There's Walsh. And there's Clements. And down it goes. Ella Clements makes it 3-0. Richland Center's been playing extremely well together since probably right at the end of that first set that they lost. And then they kind of put it together, took a lead, a large lead in the second. Each time had to battle Dodgeville's advances. Here's a serve. Dodgeville working into the middle. They're dumping it over, and there it is in. A little dump kill by Caitlin Esch, and Dodgeville is on the board. So Esch gets Dodgeville the side out. Serving for Dodgeville is Kylie Stadola. 4-1, Richland Center. There's the serve. Cut off by Pauls. Low dig. Oh, Walsh makes it good. And Pauls punches it over, but out of bounds. That makes it 4-2. Dodgeville within two in the fourth. Kylie Stadola will serve after getting the whistle. Here it is. Line drive to the back row. Cut off there by Ellen Wirtz. Here's the center on the near side. J.C. Gander takes the angle back row. That's Doherty. Dodgeville sets it up. Riley takes it over and found the middle, and down it goes. Dodgeville within one, 4-3 on the kill by Addison Riley. And the Hornets now kind of back on their heels as Dodgeville gets on the attack. Stadola will serve. And there it is. Fielded now by Pauls. Right to the net. Walsh, hey, can't get it. It's going to be blocked down by Dodgeville. Marley McGraw waiting at the top of the net and ties the score at four. So four straight for Dodgeville after four straight from Richland Center. Dodgeville will serve again. There it is. Back row fielded by Rasick. Here's Walsh hustling to get it back to Pauls. And Danica takes the angle. Dropped it in. Nice set. Hornets take the lead. 5-4. Ella Clements is back to serve. Ella Weiss in the front row for the Richland Center Hornets. Trailing 5-4. There's the serve. Doherty's dig caroms into the stand. So the Hornets get the point. Looking for the ball. Where did it go? All right, they've got it. So the score is 6-4 Hornets. There's the serve. Doherty with a pass to the left side. And now Bacon the shot. No, Dodgeville called for a net violation. And that'll make it a 7-4 Richland Center lead in the fourth. Hornets trying to win it tonight in four. Lead by three. Long way to go. Clements with a serve. Oh, it's an ace. 8-4. Ella Clements, man, that was a beautiful ace. Drove it right over, right? Found a spot where they weren't. There was no return trip. Hornets by four. Here comes the approach and the line drive serve. Cut off by Dodgeville. And Ash had no one to claim her dig. And the Dodgers fall down by five. And they want a timeout. 9-4. Richland Center in the fourth. Hornets lead the match 2-1. Trying to make it a happy homecoming Tuesday night. Hornets soccer team won earlier by a score of 1-0 over Dodge Point. This is high school volleyball coverage from WRCO Radio Sports.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
On the Filney Flip Phone, sponsored by Y Connect Wireless. Royal has defeated New Lisbon 3-0. Platteville sweeps Lancaster, and River Valley sweeps Prairie du Chien. River Valley soccer team over Prairie du Chien Co-op. 2-1 the final score. Here we go. We're back to action. Clements with a serve. Dodgeville with a return. Trip finish down on the hit by Caitlin Esch, and that makes it 9-5. Good timeout for Dodgeville. They come back and get the timeout and the point. And so serving will be Caitlin Esch. Hornets by four in the fourth. Esch with a serve. That's a tough one. It's an ace. That makes it 9-6. So Esch adds an ace to her resume. She's got two kills to go along with it here in the fourth. Hornets by three. Here's the serve. Rasick plays it. Back it goes to the left side, and Weiss takes it down the line. Dodgeville plays it again in the middle. Now back to McGraw. Drives it over. Hornets keep it going and punch it over on hit number three. And they're going to call a line violation. And let's see. Both officials are going to talk about it, and it's going to go against Richland Center. 9-7 the score. Dodgeville within two. Serving will be Caitlin Esch. Pulled right down the middle. There's Rasick with a dig. Ball passed to the right side, and Pauls gets it over from Weiss. Here's the set. Back to the middle. Wellington drives it over to the far side. Played by the Hornets. Weiss drops it back row. Dodgeville back to the front left. Taking a shot into the net by Riley. And the Hornets go up 10-7. Three-point edge for Richland Center and a side out for the Hornets. Riverdale celebrating homecoming this week and Ithaca as well. Look forward to talking about some of their activities this week. There's a net serve by the Hornets, and that gives Dodgeville the serve, and they're back in business. It is 10-8. Seneca 3-0 over Ithaca, the first match earlier tonight in a quad at DeSoto. Volleyball action. Doherty with a serve. Fielded now by Razick. Here is Walsh passing left side, and Adeline Wirth takes it over. Got it down. Hornets lead it 11-8. Back into the lineup is Colstead. And then also Taylor Wirtz. Boy, Taylor had a really good finish in the previous set in the front row. Three-point lead for the Hornets in the fourth. Colstead with a serve. Ball in the back row, fielded by the Dodgers. They'll set it up for a shot by Johnson. Got it over, tipped by the Hornets, played by Colstead. Punched over by Wirtz. Wellington, and then Stadola gives it right back to her. There's a shot over the net. Actually, into the net, and then it walked over and down on the Hornets' side. That makes it 11-9. Hornets by two in a tight fourth set. Winner, if it's Richland Center, goes home, and Dodgeville wins. It's another one. There's a serve. Oh, my goodness. Wirtz to Wirtz, and then pushed over by Weiss. Here's the set. Left side shot by Wellington. Dug by the Hornets, and down it goes in front of the diving. Danica Pauls, and all of a sudden the Dodgers are within 1 point. Boy, there's some amazing saves there. Just tremendous concentration by these teams. Here comes the serve by Riley, fielded by Pauls from the back row. Colston gives it right back to her. Danica's shot, played to the near side by Dodgeville. They'll set it up. Taking over the shot is Johnson. Pauls, and now Colston, and Razick gets it over. Fielded by the Dodgers on the near side. They'll get it in, and a big hit by Anna Wellington, who ties the score. 11 apiece here in the fourth. Getting about to the midway point of this one, and back to even after the Hornets had built a pretty good resume in this fourth set. There's the serve. Fielded by Poles. There's the set. Shot by Weiss. Down it goes, and the Hornets lead. 12-11. Elodie Weiss exits as Ella Clements comes back into the lineup. Weiss responsible for the last point. And serving will be senior Tatum Razick. Field it down the near side by the Dodgers, and Wellington takes it over. Back row, there's Pauls. Set again by Clements, punched over by Wirtz. Set to the left side, shot by Johnson, played by the Hornets. Adeline Wirtz back to Colstead. Clements drops it over. Ball at the net, blocked by Taylor Wirtz. Back to the left side, shot by Johnson. Back row, Hornets. Here's Razick. Colstead, Pauls for the back row. Tipped by Dodgeville. They'll play it. In the middle, Wellington takes a swing, and the Hornets get a dig, but it caroms into the stands, and we are tied. 12-12 here in the fourth. Hornets lead the match 2-1, but we are tied in the fourth, and the serve belongs to Anna Wellington. Net serve, and the Hornets get it right back. 13-12, Richland Center. Side out for the Hornets. Adeline Wirtz gets the whistle from the near side, and here's the run-up and the line drive serve to the far side. Fielded by Doherty. There's the swing, and down it goes for Caitlin Esch. Stadola with the assist, and we are tied again, 13 apiece. Serving for Dodgeville, number 9, Jenna Johnson. Jenna with the approach. There's the line drive serve. Fielded by Adeline Wirtz. Here's the set to the right side. Pauls takes the hit out of bounds. It just missed the back line, and Dodgeville takes a 14-13 lead in the fourth. Serving for the Dodgers will be number 9, Jenna Johnson. Jenna with a step up. There is the serve. Back row, fielded by Adeline Wirtz. Back to the left side, now punched over by Razick. Back row, Dodgeville taking the set. Shot is up by Esch. Block. Down it goes. Ella Clements playing the middle well, and we are tied at 14. into the contest for Richland Center. J.C. Gander, number 20, number 22, Rainey Walsh, heads to the back row and will serve. 14-14 in the fourth. Here's the serve. Line drive, nice play by Doherty, kept line by Dodgeville, bumped over by Esch. Here is Razik, Walsh, and Paul. Down it goes. No stopping that one. 15-14, Richland Center. Timeout for the ball to be retrieved. Homecoming activities. Earlier today they had the Powder Buff volleyball. Powder Buff volleyball, one of the Hornet homecoming activities. I wasn't here to broadcast that. Rainey Walsh with a serve just out of bounds, and we're tied again at 15. Into the lineup for Dodgeville, number 13, Marley McGraw. Kylie Stadola will serve. Stadola with a walk up. There is the serve. Cut up by Pauls. Ball played on the left side by Walsh. Back to Pauls. Drives it over. Here's Stadola. Left side. Now punching it through and getting it in is Marley McGraw. And the Dodgers lead it 16-15. McGraw with a kill. This one going to come right down to the wire. Photo finish here in the fourth, perhaps. Served by Dodgeville. That one is long and out of bounds. A point for Richland Center, and they get the side out. 16 apiece. Ella Weiss back in the front row for the Hornets, and Ella Clements will serve. Ball on the near side. Dodgeville fields it. They'll keep it going. Left side, here's McGraw getting it over. Nice save by Ellen Wirtz. Pass by Walsh, and Paul takes it over, and no, it didn't go quite over the net. It drops on the Hornets' side, and it's a point for the Dodgers. 17-16 in the fourth. Dodgeville needs two wins to win the match tonight. There's a serve. That one drops in for an ace. And they lead by two. 18-16 on the ace by Esch. She will try again. Dodgeville by two in the fourth. Esch dribbles a couple of times. Here's the approach and the line drive serve. Fielded now on the near side by the Hornets. Razik, Weiss, and now Pauls. Out of bounds on the far side and out, and it's going to be a three-point lead for Dodgeville. And the Hornets, trying to get their mojo back, will use a timeout. We're in the fourth. Hornets lead the match 2-1, but Dodgeville leads the fourth, 19-16 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center and Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday, starting at 4 p.m., they serve up delicious deep-fried or baked fish, dine in, or take it to go. Open every day at 11 a.m., the Phoenix Center is still your local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. Call 649-7469 to order from the Phoenix Center.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Dodgeville has taken an edge in this one. Both teams were kind of back and forth, exchanging points. Hornets had built the early lead. And then since that time, Dodgeville catching up after a 9-4 Hornet advantage. And now Dodgeville leads 19-16. And that serve by the Dodgers is out of bounds. New life and momentum for the Hornets, 19-17 to score. Hornets scored 10 straight in that third set and eventually won the event. Shell, Danica Pauls is back to serve all the way from the front side and now drives it to the back. It's going to be Doherty, Stadola, and then McGraw. No, dropped it into the net. Tried to softly tap it over on the Hornets' side and missed. And the Hornets are within one in the fourth, 19-18. Pauls moves all the way to this side for the serve. And there it is. Takes the angle. Far side. Doherty plays it. Now punched over by Wellington. Razik to Walsh. And now on the run, Adeline Wirtz drops it over. Fielded by Dodgeville. They'll get it to the right side. McGraw shot blocked by Weiss. And then pushed back down by Wellington. Dodgeville leads 20-18. Dodgeville rotating around. Number five, Anna Wellington in the front. And Emma Doherty will serve, the Dodger libero player. There's the approach. Line drive fielded by Paul. Set by Walsh. Near side, Allen Wirtz. Shot blocked by Dodgeville. Paul's from the back row. Hits it into the net. And Dodgeville leads by three. 21-18 in the fourth. And the Dodgers, Doherty, will take the serve. Here it is. Paul's passes to Walsh. Now Weiss takes it over. Stanola got a hand on it. Back to the middle. And now Wellington takes it over. And it's going to be down. Diving effort by J.C. Gander. Couldn't quite come up with it. And all of a sudden, Dodgeville is leading 22-18 by 4 points. RC uses its second timeout in this fourth set. Dodgeville 3 points away from pushing it to a fifth. And we'll be back with more in just a moment. Boy, there really are some unique outfits here tonight. One of the students looking like he could look under the car and put my exhaust back on or something. Dressed up as a mechanic. I'm not sure what the theme is tonight. It's just kind of dress up however you want to. I thought it was pajama day today. Maybe those are his pajamas. I don't know. 22-18 in the fourth on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Good oral health means better overall health, and Village Family Dental in Spring Green is helping the community get there. Patients are encouraged to brush twice a day, floss regularly, and visit the dentist. Village Family Dental even has a full-time certified orthodontist. People can schedule checkups, cleanings, or a free orthodontic exam. By stopping harmful bacteria before it spreads, Village Family Dental and Orthodontics helps protect more than just teeth. At Village Family Dental, good health truly starts with a healthy smile.
Dodgeville with a serve. We're underway. Returned by Weiss. Dodgeville sets it to the middle. Wellington takes it over and in. And Dodgeville takes a 5-point lead at 23-18. They're within two from pushing it into a fifth set here tonight. We would not be surprised. We told you the Hornets' track record. They have played a lot of fives this year. It might be a school record. Here's the serve. Fielded by Pauls. Now the set in the middle. Weiss takes the shot over the top. Drops it in. 23-19. Weiss gets the Hornets back in business. Into the game for Richland Center will be Aubrey Kolstad and Taylor Wirtz. Hornets need a big finish if they're going to end this one in four. Kolstad starts. Now here with a jump serve. Fielded by Dodgeville. Set to the middle and then taking it over and down. Nice hit by Jenna Johnson, and it's game point. 24-19. Dodgeville in the lead, and they will serve for the win. Coming in will be Emily Riley, number two. Riley to retrieve the ball. And now we'll head to the back line. 24-19 in favor of the Dodgers. There's the serve. Net serve. The Hornets get it back. 24-20. 4-point set. Still game point for the Dodgers. No room for error for Richland Center. Tatum Razik brings it all the way to the near side. And here's the approach and the serve. Fielded by Doherty. Pass by Stanola. And then Wellington gets it over. Back row played by the Hornets. Here's the set of the middle. And that's going to be Allen Wirtz taking it over. Cut off now. By Riley, pushed back to the middle. Wellington gets it over, and it's down. We're going five. If I were a betting man, I would have bet we'd go five tonight, and here we are. Dodgeville wins it 25-20 to even it up after the Hornets had won two in a row. The best of 15 is coming up here on WRCO. We'll add up some totals and summaries from set number four and have the very final match to or set to 15. And my guess, it might be a 2 or 3 point set at the end, the way this one has gone tonight. Dodgeville wins the fourth, 25-20. This is high school volleyball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Your car works hard for you, so give it the best. Napa Auto and Truck Parts has select Napa antifreeze and coolant to keep your engine running at the perfect temperature. And for a deep internal clean, look no further than Seafoam, starting at just $8.99. The Napa's more than just fluids. Stop by for their 11-ounce cans of free, all deep penetrating oil, now just $9.99, to handle those tough jobs. Get what you need to take care of your car, truck, or lawnmower at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel. Napa, your trusted source for quality parts.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it. We've got you. Always.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Well, looking at some stats in the fourth set tonight, Dodgeville gets over the top with three kills and an ace from Caitlin Esch for Richland Center. Two kills from Danica Pauls, two kills from Ella V. Weiss, an ace from Rainey Walsh, and an ace from Ella Clements. Dodgeville with some balanced attack there, forced the Hornets into some errors, and they were able to get over the top. Wellington again with a couple of key kills. It looks like she had two kills tonight for Dodgeville. So anyway, we're going to the fifth, and glad you're along for this one. The fifth and the final that will tell the tale here tonight. The Hornets are on the left side, Dodgeville on the right. Make sure to join us for the post-match show, sponsored on WRCO by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and guarantee the job will be done right. Well, as the last couple have proven, doesn't matter how you start, it's how you finish. And that's been the case. Here we go. Dodgeville didn't start the fourth very well, but they finished strong. There's the serve. Set to the left side. Pauls takes it over. Played by Dodgeville. And now they'll punch it to the left side and drive it over on the hit by Riley. There's Razick. Now the set by Walsh. Blocked by Dodgeville. Back to the Hornets. Walsh over the shoulder. Nice play, Pauls. Here we go. There's the set by Dodgeville. And they drive it in. Caitlin Esch makes it a 1-0 score as Dodgeville takes the lead in this best of 15 in the fifth set. Kylie Stadola will serve for Dodgeville. Stadola's serve, fielded now by the Hornets. Set on the left side, Pauls takes it over the wall, and down it goes, and we're even. One apiece in the fifth. Ella Clements will serve. Ella V. Weiss in the front left for Richland Center. Dodgeville in serve receive mode. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Doherty. Oh, just not a lot of elevation. And the Dodgers can't get it over on hit number three. And the Hornets take a lead of 2-1. Show the serve for Richland Center again. Ella Clements fires it down the middle. Doherty, not much there. And that's going to be an ace. And the Hornets take a 3-1 lead. Ella Clements leading the way for the Hornets, and in this fifth set, they lead by two. Clements with a serve, again fielded by the Dodgers, off the net on the left side, the ball blocked by Weiss, down it goes. Hornets are going to be called for a net. Net violation for the Hornets, and that'll come back to the Dodgers. Into the lineup will be Razick, and it's 3-2. Side out Dodgeville. The Dodgers bring back Anna Wellington in the front left. And Esch with the serve, fielded by Razick. There's Walsh setting it up. Paul takes it over. Cut off by Dodgeville, and now back to Wellington in the middle. She knuckles it in. Oh, nice play by Walsh. Keeps it going. Weiss and Pauls drive it over. Dodgeville's Wellington gets it over. Here's Alan Wirtz. Here's the ball up on the net. Blocked back by McGraw. Back to the left side. Pauls takes it over. Through the block, and down it goes. Hornets 4-2 leaders here in the fifth. Time for the ball to be retrieved. And the Hornets will serve. Danica Pauls will do the honors. Ball starting all the way to the left side. Dodgeville in serve receive mode. Here's the approach and the line drive serve. Fielded by the Dodgers. Fidola left side Wellington for the kill. Wide open back row and got it down. 4-3 on the Dodgeville kill by Anna Wellington. Timeout for the ball to be tracked down again. And the Hornets back in serve, receive mode here tonight. Serving will be Dodgeville's Emma Doherty. Emma with the approach, 4-3 Hornets. Fielded by Poles. There's Walsh, left side, Weiss takes it over. Down it goes, and the Hornets lead by 2. 5-3. Timeout taken. I thought so. I thought they were motioning to the bench, but it's just substitution time of the rotation. Colstead is in the back row for the Hornets to serve. And Taylor Wirtz in the front left. And here we go on the approach and the serve by the Hornets. Fielded by Dodgeville. Back to the middle. Wellington takes it over. Kept live on Iving. Dig there by the Hornets. Wirtz back to Paul's back row. Got it over. Here's Dodgeville trying from the near side. Taking a shot. Nice play by Johnson. Oh, good dig by Colstead. Rasek, and now Pauls gets it over. Dodgeville tries again.